job. Hey, when you get six touchdowns in a game, you're not going to complain about anything. But the fact you got six different players involved, is that meaningful in any way to you?
Well, first of all, we're coaches. We'll find something wrong with that. But, no, we're very pleased with that performance. But, you know, looking at it and going back through it, it's great to get that many guys involved. And when you can kind of spread the wealth, so to speak, and everybody has a part in it, then you know you're kind of clicking on all cylinders in those situations.
So you like seeing that as a coordinator?
You do. You do, because then from a defensive perspective, you know, who are you going to go after next? Who are you going to try to eliminate on the next drive or the next, you know, next possession that you have? And, you know, it just so happened that again, things were flowing, things were kind of clicking there, you know, first and second half, and the guys did an outstanding job just handling that whole trip too, by the way, just, you know, with the travel and everything, and that was all part of it.
Did you learn anything about Charcandrick West in the three games now that he's been your featured guy?
I tell you, he gets a little more exciting every time he touches the football, and, you know, he's still learning, and he's growing, and I think Coach Bieniemy does a great job of coaching those running backs, and particularly in his case, of not only understanding the run game, but understanding protection. You know, as a young player in our system, we ask our quarterback and then our backs to do a lot in pass protection, and he's done an outstanding job. He's a smart kid that way, and he's done a great job. But, you know, he's somebody that you want to continue to feature, you know, as these weeks go on, and you know, as long as he can hold up and handle the load, then we'll keep featuring him, you know, each and every week.
When Alex Smith scrambles, is that primarily just his instincts as a runner, or do you guys talk about maybe where the field kind of opens up on some of the play design?
You know, a scramble for a quarterback is kind of twofold. One, it's based on pass rush, you know, defensively. If there's an edge guy somewhere and you got to make a guy miss. The other thing is, with what you saw last week in Detroit, is there was so much separation between defensive line and the rest of the team that it just opened up natural running lanes for Alex, and then his ability to run 40 plus yards on the one is just his natural instinct. So you can kind of get it twofold just a little bit, and it just comes with studying the tape and understanding in certain situations how the defense is playing you, and then, you know, sometimes they forget about the quarterback and how athletic he is.
Does his ability to run, does that open up more opportunities in the passing game in a way?
It can. I don't think it's necessarily a big factor in what you do in the passing game. I think it's more predicated on, you know, the rush, you know, the type of coverage that you're seeing in certain situations. But it definitely does help for your quarterback to be able to, you know, run, get a first down, protect himself, and then offensively we'd stay on the field that way.
Last couple games, you guys have had a couple personal fouls for basically standing up for yourselves. Now you're facing a defense that's a little bit chippy. How do you walk that fine line between we're going to protect our guy, but not for the penalty?
Well, and I think the comments coming from Denver, I think they're accurate. I think you need to keep your aggression. You have to stay aggressive, and that doesn't necessarily mean you have to take a premature shot somewhere, but you don't ever want to lose that edge. And same way with us, you never want to lose that edge, and you're always going to protect your player, whether it's the quarterback getting hit late or a running back or a DB or somebody getting hit late. You always want to protect that player. They're part of your team. So, you know, there's a fine line, and you just got to, as an individual, you have to control your emotions in those situations. Those guys are battling so hard out there on Sundays that you get to the end of games and it's a close game. Things do become a little heated, a little aggravated, and that's when you have to kind of step back, and that's where like an Alex Smith can go in there and grab a guy and get him out of the pile and something like that. But, you know, you never want to lose that edge that way, you know. But, again, you're right, there is a fine line, but, you know, controlling your emotion is a big part of that.
It seems like the Broncos often like to stick him on Alex.
Well, you see a little bit on tape, and listen, that's their style, and that's the way they play, and you know, you can't take that away from them. That's the aggression, and you play right up to the whistle, and sometimes you play through the echo, as they say, through the whistle. But, you know, you just have to know that going into those ball games, and you know, that cliche term, keep your head on the swivel. Well, you got to kind of keep your eyes moving and protect yourself that way.
Kind of building on that, you know, they had like four personal fouls against you guys in the first game. I mean, they, if felt like they were trying to send a message, but I'm just curious from your from the staff's point of view, do you feel you guys handled that okay? How do you feel your players handled it?
I thought our guys handled it great, you know, and you know, you never get – I mean, these games are, like I said, are heated anyway. You never get into – you know, you start pointing fingers. And you just can't do that. You just get – you regroup on the sideline, and you just know that going into the game. That's going to be the type of game that it is. It's – whether you're playing the Steelers, the Broncos, the Seahawks, it doesn't matter. You know, playing our team, you know. And, again, you never want to take that aggression away from your players. I mean, it's an aggressive sport, and, you know, it's a physical sport, and emotions run high. And you never want to take that away from your guys.
So it's one of those deals where you have to stand up for yourselves, but you got to be smart about it, right?
Exactly. You got to be smart, and you just got to know where you're at in the game too. You know, I mean, it's the first half, second half, late in the game. You just got to kind of understand the game situation, and those are selfish plays to me. And you're not thinking about the other, you know, 10 guys out there on offense or defense when something like that happens. So, you know, you got to keep that in the back of your mind too.
Doug, do you feel like you guys are better prepared to handle the pressure Denver likes to bring than you were the last time around?
I think so. You know, this is a good defense. They pride themselves on rushing five guys and getting after the passer pretty well, leading the league and up there in sacks. So, you know, and then they play man coverage on the back end. They're good that way. And, you know, they're obviously number one in a lot of areas on defense, and it's because of their aggression. But, you know, we understand that about this team. It's nothing we haven't seen in the past, not only from them but from other teams. But, you know, we have a better understanding, I think, of how to attack and how to prepare for teams like this.
Akeem Talib won't play in this game. He's got the 1 year suspension. The next man up is Bradley Roby. What have you seen in your film study with him?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've played against him last couple of seasons, and you know, he's a guy that's got a lot of reps under his belt. You know, he's a young player, but he's good in their man-to-man stuff. I mean, he's an aggressive guy that he'll come up and hit you. He's good in cover, you know, in coverage, and you know, he's a guy that I think fills in nicely for them. You know, it's a big loss with Talib. I mean, he's a great player. He's the type of corner that's, you know, having a great season. He's a Pro Bowl type guy. It's hard to replace guys like that, but you know, in their case, like it would be in our case, their next guy steps up and goes in place.
I gotta imagine, you know, coaches, you guys don't want any penalties. You know, you want to be known to have a disciplined team. But is there a part of you guys as a staff that at least smiled a little bit when you saw Fish do what he did to the Pittsburgh safeties, and then Jeff Allen too sticking up for Alex as well?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, you're excited for the guys, and you kind of like that your guy is sticking up for your own player. But again, you know, penalties are negative yardage plays, and it's too hard to even get 1 yard in this league, let alone go backwards 15. You know, so we just got to keep those to a minimum.
It's like saying don't do it again with a smile.
Probably, yeah. Probably.